Sorry about that. Thank you for holding. Is this Dorian?
It's this. Who is this?
Hey, Dorian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Ah, man. Busy day. These guys got me running around like a madman, but, you know, it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, it's always good to stay busy.
Yeah. It's better to be too busy than not busy enough, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions, though, like about the listing or how the placement on Google works?
No, I'm pretty familiar with the offer at hand. I was wondering if you guys created websites as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to see some examples?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, here. You get texting on this number?
Yes.
All right, give me 1 second. You've been looking into the websites?
Yeah, I have. I actually did a partnership with Townsquare Interactive about a year or two ago.
Oh, okay.
And, for some reason, they ended up increasing my monthly rate.
Huh.
So we ended up parting ways. But, yeah, they created my logo, so.
Nice. Yeah, we have these My Sites. These are just general landing pages, and then we could do a full-blown custom website design if you want. It just depends on what you're trying to set aside for it. But these My Sites, I mean, I give these to my clients all day long, and I have my guys downstairs just put it together for them. And we don't charge you anything for the My Sites, because the benefit to you is really the placement. The placement's what's going to get your phone ringing and make you money. The website, I mean, it's just kind of an added tool, I guess. But I've put people on the first page with no website at all, and they get calls. They just got a call button, and they do pretty well like that, too. They're already finding you for what you do. So most of the time, your customers are just going to be price hunting. You know, I'm a guy who I've hired a lot of guys to do junk removal and hauling, demolition, reconstruction on a back unit I have in my house, and then we're part of a HOA, so it's like anytime I dump something, if I want to like remodel like one of my kids' rooms, they want to charge me all these fees, and it's just cheaper to call up the junk removal guys, have them come pick everything up. Yeah, I don't think they actually dump them, though. I feel like they keep that stuff, because there's a lot of stuff that I've had them take that's just like, I mean, still usable, you know? So I feel like
Yeah,
they're like refurbishing and reselling.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to do that.
I know, I just don't have the time to do it. Otherwise, I'd put it up on like Facebook or something and sell it so you can make money off
right,
of it instead of have them haul it. But I don't have the time, so I just end up biting the bullet
for
on
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
I shouldn't. I shouldn't have to pay you to take a $1,000 dresser. You should just take it.
Yeah.
Go sell
it.
Yeah.
Right.
It happens. It's all good.
For sure.
But yeah, so the website we could definitely help you with. Like I said, the benefit is the placement. We do a lot of other things outside of the placement. If you worked with Townsquare, you're probably really familiar with a lot of the SEO stuff that we do as far as like the online profile, doing all the directory submissions and everything, Google Business Profile, verification, things like that, review monitoring. Yeah, so I mean, the other stuff, I mean, it's beneficial, like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, you know, it's beneficial, but Google's really where it's at, especially when you get a Google Places placement. The thing about our company is we were around a lot longer than Townsquare. We started in 2004, and then we actually became partnered with Google here in Southern California. Like, if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google One, we're next to them, like in proximity. And so our clients, they just get, you know, the most up-to-date optimization that you could get. Any updates that happen with Google's algorithm, they inform us of before they actually happen. So our clients are consistently on page one, ranking for all of their keywords. You don't have to have like a hit or miss situation, showing up for some, not showing up for others, only covering certain areas, you know, websites up, websites not up, random, price gouging, with our services, there's no like lead fees, click fees, or call fees unless you want to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee. And we could always do that as a Google partner. But you'll notice there's some guys in your area that are doing Google Guarantee, and it's still profitable in your industry, but it's kind of expensive if you're just getting everything rolling. So, I mean, aside from just the pricing, is that the only reason you left Town Square?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that was the only issue at hand. Everything else is pretty good. Like I said, they created my logo, mm-hmm. which I really like. Website was pretty nice. It was laid out.
Mm-hmm. They took the website?
They did take the website.
Mm. They didn't give you like a severance option to keep the site? You know, buyout for the domain or the content?
Get a new host? You know what, they might have. Mm. You know what, they might have, but I don't think I decided to do that. But definitely, we will reconsider that for sure. But,
yeah, because we do that. I mean, when like if guys want to leave the service but keep the site, it's just a one-time charge of $99. But you got to get a host to keep all your content up and running.
Yeah, I don't know if they offered me that specific price or anywhere around that. I feel like it had to be a lot more than.
They're trying to gouge it. Because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll sell the site independently. So guys will charge you anywhere from like $700, $2,500 to do a custom website design. And then because it's a custom website design, they try to like gouge you on keeping it. You know, they want to keep you on board. So they try to, it's going to be $500 or $1,000 if you want your domain, or they try to charge you the whole cost of the site. But all that content just disappears if you don't have a host right away to transfer it over to. So
for sure.
Yeah, there's really no point in that. Those landing pages, I mean, I wouldn't charge you a penny for it. You know, you can get your business optimized landing page. We'll purchase the domain on your behalf. Where the real work comes into play is just like the advanced Google verification. So there's a form you got to fill out and send in. I'm sure you probably already went through this process once if you got on the first page before. But SEO companies, I don't know. I don't know how Townsquare operates anymore. So I wouldn't be able to tell you the exact differences.
So you're saying the page is free of charge?
Those my sites, like the example that I sent you, it's actually part of our platinum package. Here, let me show you the platinum bundles here. So it's included in the service. And the platinum packages are usually $5.99. I can put you on that package, but I could get it down to like $2.99, which is our essential package pricing structure. So it's basically, I'll give you the bare bones package. It's just focused on the placement, or the bare bones package pricing structure, I should say. And then, but I'll upgrade you to the platinum bundle. So that way you get all the bells and whistles. You'll get the first page placement. You'll get on Google and Bing. You'll be on Apple as well. Amazon Alexa voice search results uses the Google top three guys in Google Places for their recommendations. So we'll have you covered on those four bases. Facebook business page with Facebook ads. My site that I just sent you. And then there's a tracking system also, an account dashboard and an app that you could download, and it'll actually keep track of all your leads, clicks, and calls from all the platforms so you know exactly what we're bringing in for you each month.
Yeah, that's neat. So you're saying you could also bring me traffic as well through this platform?
Absolutely. Mainly Google, right? Google is the major benefit. You might advance to bigger things later, but having Facebook, you know, the idea here is to not have all your eggs in one basket. And then since you're not paying per lead or click or call, you know, it should be pretty affordable for you. I know you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's. I just saw that when I looked up the number. Yeah, so those guys are on Google. Well, they work with a Google partner like us. I know who they work with. Okay. So, and then their account is like 8 million. They do it all over the U.S. But if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, you know, they get a bad rep from the business owners that use it because they'll get a lead off of Google. They'll sell it to like six guys on their platform and they charge you all the lead fee even if you don't get the job. So a lot of times you wind up paying more, not always if you're a roofer or something like that, but a lot of times you wind up spending more money than you're making on that platform. If you're not getting like solid profit margins on each job. And so,
sure. Yeah, my monthly budget with Helmet for our Angies is like $200 a month. Mm-hmm. I literally just did that. I was at $500, and then the guy I was talking to on the phone, he was like, I recommend drop it down to $200 a month.
Yeah, that's super cheap, but it's also like you're limited, right? And not only are you limited, you're saturated. So you're limited in the sense of like, if the leads are $40 each, you know, you get five of them and your $200 is spent for the month. You know, you can go through five in like 2 days. You know what I mean? It's not really going to provide you with a good cash flow or a consistent flow of work with $200. You got to spend a lot of money on that platform usually in order to make good money.
Gotcha.
So, and then the limitation, then those leads that you are getting, you know, they're going to however many people, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever they say, you know, sometimes they say it's 3, sometimes they say it's 5. And so, you know, if it goes to 4 people, you got a 25% chance of landing it before you've ever dialed the number. And then they want to put it on you like, oh, you didn't call it fast enough. You didn't, you know. Pay per lead with a system like that is just shady. Google Guarantee is awesome. That's pay per lead, and the customers are able to call you, are like connected with you live. Like we pre-screen them, and then the customer's on the line, and you don't get charged the lead fee unless you set an appointment. So it's like way better. Higher conversion rate, better quality. But that's something like... go ahead.
No, you're good. I was literally on the phone with Angie's like 10 minutes before I got on the phone with you. And,
oh, wow.
I don't know. Yeah, they had me paying for leads. I don't know if I want to do that. I'd rather just, you know what I mean? Not put a limitation on myself.
Yeah. I mean, when you're on the first page of Google, all they got to do is look up junk removal hauling. They can call you live from there for Google Places placement. They just got to click on you. It literally has the click to call icon. If they're on a mobile device, they'll call you live right there. And that's what you need. You don't need to like have them pre-screen them. Like they tell you they're pre-screening them, like that's increasing your chances, but it's not. They're pre-screening them to get their information so they could sell the lead and text it to you guys. Charge it for it.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah, customers are already looking for junk removal in Holland.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
They're like I'm so man.
Yeah, and then they tell them they're going to be connected to multiple people too. So they're expecting that. So like me, for example, when I was looking for a junk removal and hauling, I would have probably used a service like that because it's like, hey, I could get like 5 quotes right here. Just fill out this form. These guys will call me back and then, you know, I'm going to pick the cheapest one. But that's kind of a disservice to you. Now you got to drop your price and pay these lead fees just to, you know what I mean, even compete. So you're losing money on the front end and the back end and that. So, you know, we're just cutting out your middleman, basically, working on listing you independently on all these other platforms, giving you more than one avenue to generate those leads, and they're calling you directly. So you have a lot more opportunity each month, a lot less saturation, you know, and then the long-term branding effects of, like, building up your Google reviews and everything, those are things that will stick with you even if you leave the first page placement later. Whereas Home Advisor, if you wanted to stop working with them one day, people aren't going to be able to even just look you up and see you're on Home Advisor and see you have good reviews anymore. They'll take the whole profile down.
For sure. Yeah, I literally just gave them my paid activation fee so they can have it listed on Angie's platform. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm saying to myself, I don't even want to deal with that again because like when I first started my company, I've been open for 3 years. Mm-hmm. But when I first started doing residential moving, I had a contract with Angie's advertisers. They charged me like $700 per month. It was crazy. Like I ended up paying it, but like you said, I wasted so much money on them. Like I don't even want to do it again. So.
Yeah. I mean, I hate hearing it, but honestly, I hear it like every day. So I'm starting to come numb to it. But yeah, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, it's been an ongoing thing. You know, if I could have caught you beforehand, I would have, you know what I mean? It's just,
I know. I know. I'm gonna get work through you guys and through Google and whatnot.
Yeah, because they're just like,
call. When like exactly, yeah. When that Town Square started my website, they did bring work, and that was like direct. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, but those guys, I mean, they're like minuscule compared to Local Splash, to be honest. If you look us up and then look them up, yeah, like the reviews, the Google partnership, we're a premier Google partner. So we started out like them though in 2004, and then 2017 okay. we actually became a premier partner. So that's the only reason why I
right.
know. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and check these packages out. And
yeah. So my offer to you, my offer to you was the platinum bundle for the essential pricing structure. So if you wanted to come on board with us today, it's going to save you about $600 because I'm waiving the setup fee as well. And then I'd lock you in at $299 month to month.
And that'll have me on any page and, you know, and Google's presence and whatnot.
Yeah, that'll have you on everything in that platinum bundle. So Google Places, Bing Local, the Facebook ads that we talked about, Amazon Alexa, Apple, the tracking system, the My Site custom website design I sent you. That's all included in that pricing structure. And then there's no other charges throughout the month. So you won't incur any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
Perfect. And are you also able to use my logo on the landing page?
100%, yeah. I send you my direct contact information, and then I also send our company email. It's photos@localsplash.com. And we have you send in logo and any photos that you'd like for your website, Google business profile, for the Facebook page. And we want to keep updating that as the new jobs come in, too. So we ask you to keep sending stuff in.
Yeah, it all sounds good to me. I'm definitely going to go with you guys. I'm definitely going to continue my service with Angie's as soon as possible.
Yeah, you'll love this. I mean, we have to operate exclusively, though. So the only time we call out as a Google partner is if we have a Google Places placement available. And then they give us the list of qualified candidates. And my reps like Tara that you were talking to, they basically are in a boiler room downstairs. They just call out until the spot fills. Once we start working with a junk removal guy in this area, we have to close out the category. So I actually won't be able to work with any other competitors in the area.
Okay, very good.
So your competitors are working with another Google partner. And now Home Advisor is working with a Google partner. Yep.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, let's do it for sure.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google business profile and submit it. And there's a form you got to fill out for Google verification. Do you have any like license, insurance, business registration?
I don't think I do. I have like my DOT and my MUC number, but not like registration or anything.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me verify. We need it.
Yeah. I actually spoke to someone about that with at Angie's. They were saying like, if you don't have the licenses, if you don't have your PUC number, then you can't transition into junk removal and start cleaning.
Okay. Do not have waste transportation to state require license to haul junk or to obtain it. That's a waste hauler permit.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, it says junk removal and hauling services, Pittsburgh, PA, and the surrounding areas. Oh, a permit is not required in most cities. Okay, gotcha. That was based off Junk King and the Google business profile that they submitted. So what did you say you have?
I have my DOT number and my
let me see here real quick. Oh, DOT is more for, that'll actually probably work though. US DOT number. Okay. And then, oh, okay. Never mind. You're eligible for phone verification. Okay, hold on. What's your business email address?
It's dbowie360@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you this Google verification form so you can see what I'm talking about. I'll text it to you.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
I need to thank you. I need to fix that phone number.
No worries. Easy fix. That's why we do this on every account, though. We can't submit old or outdated information. And then I'm actually going to submit a profile right now too. So is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your last name, Dorian? Is it Bowie?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Let me know when that text comes in.
Okay.
All right. And then street address for Google PIN verification letter. Okay. So there's three ways to get Google verified. There's a PIN they send in the mail. You can submit this form. You're not going to have everything on this form, so then it's going to defer to a video verification. So you want to fill out as much as you can on the form, and then it tells you right at the bottom if you're missing anything, just make sure you check the box that you're okay with us doing a video call, and we can verify your listing over the phone with you and a rep at the Google headquarters across the street.
So actually, so I did that myself, but you know how you can go on Google Business and do it like yourself?
Yep.
And I tried to go through the verification process.
And it stopped you?
And then, so it has mother's address listed, and I used my address, and it suspended like the other account I had on file.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So the first thing we do, and usually you'll see at the bottom of the pricing page, there's NAPW cleanup. That stands for name, address, phone number, and website cleanup. So even though I'm waiving the fees at the site, we're still going to do that name, address, and phone number, and website cleanup. So we'll make sure that there's no more discrepancies on any of your online listings. The only one that I won't be able to access would be Home Advisor by Angie's. So is the information on that Home Advisor by Angie's listing accurate, like the 2519 Glenarm Avenue?
Yeah, it's definitely accurate. For sure.
Okay. All right, but you should have that hidden. They shouldn't be displaying that anywhere.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't think they're displaying it, but that's what's on file.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So you can receive mail there, though? That's where I can send your Google PIN?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, let me save. Okay. Did you get the verification form?
Yeah, I'm pulling it out right now.
Okay. All right, and then where's your web? Oh, no, we got to do the landing page. That's right, they took it down square. Okay. And then you own the logo they helped you with, though, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, okay, I got you. Is there already a pre-existing Facebook page anywhere?
No.
No, okay. And you still want your hours of operation as 24 hours?
Yes.
Okay. 24/7. All right. Then we gotta unsuspend. Okay, that'll unsuspend with the verification form.
Oh, that will.
Yeah, that will. And then we can be able to act. Do you still have access to it? You can log in.
To my Google Business?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think so.
Okay.
I can check.
Okay. That's fine. If you can get it to us like within the week, then we'll be able to go in there. Oh, we'll send you a link on how to add us as manager, actually. You don't even have to really give us the login credentials. You just have to put in this little code on the back end. It'll allow us to access it, and then we can notify them that you're doing the ads with us, and they'll unsuspend it and update the information. Okay. Save. A lot of work, but it's okay. You know, I'm thinking this will turn into a long-term thing once we get it going. You're in a good traffic area, and it's a good time of the year, so. Save. Okay. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
All right, we're good. All right, and then did you get that Google form pulled up?
Yeah, so they want me to, they want like pictures of tools and equipment and my work vehicle,
mm-hmm.
my license plate. I don't have pictures of those, so I just
you I can hit bypass that. You could hit upload file right there, and you could just snap a picture of it. But you could cover your license plate number if that's what you're worried about. The ones with the red dot, though, they do want some kind of picture. Even if you don't feel like it's up to date or I don't have that or this isn't good enough, put a picture in there. Tools and equipment, like workplace, you know, that could just be like any job site, you know. It's not abnormal that guys don't do business from home. They don't have a brick and mortar location. You know, it's very common.
Sure.
They just want to see something. They're just trying to verify legitimacy. But again, the ones with the red dot, you do want to make sure there's something there, that red asterisk you see. The ones where it says like business license and insurance documentation, it's not actually required for your industry, so it's not gonna have that red asterisk. Pictures of a business card, it's not required. So you could bypass the ones that don't have the red asterisk. And then even if you don't have the information for the ones that have the red asterisk, again, just make sure that very last one at the bottom, or it says sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough information. The only remaining option in this case is a live video call with the Google representative. And it says, would you be open to this option? Just make sure you put yes.
Okay.
Before you submit that form. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's it. And then we'll just video call you. We'll do it over the phone. So you're actually eligible for phone verification, and they're also sending your PIN out. And then you get that PIN in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we'll get from you, and that'll verify the location. So we'll be good to display you at that point. And it's proceed with your own caution if you're not going to have, like, the license and insurance, you know. Not going to stop us from advertising you, but be careful. All right. So I got your account set up. We want to do an interview with you too, just to be able to set up the site, show you how to add us as managers to the Google business profile, go over your keywords and the service area that you cover. Usually a client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it with our representative here. What would be the best time?
Tomorrow would work.
Tomorrow in the morning. I have 10 to 11 and 11 to 12 for morning slots.
I can do 11 to 12.
11 to 12? Okay. Yeah. It's not that early, but we're in California, so. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Oh,
okay. I thought it. Can you also give me a list of obligations and requirements and licenses that I would need to do a junk removal service in the city of Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Or there aren't any?
Yeah, give me 1 second. By the requirements for Google versus the requirements by your state are going to be totally different. So okay. in order to do the advertisement, there's not a lot needed, but you know, it's like proceed with caution. Like we could still promote you there, but so required permits for junk removal in Pittsburgh, PA. You need to obtain permits and licensing from the Department of Environmental Protection, local service conservation. Yeah, this is just more for hazardous waste. Like they want a $10,000 minimum insurance for hazardous waste transportation license.
Okay,
or you can provide a $10,000 proof of collateral, which could be cash, negotiable bonds, or irrevocable letter of credit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but writing a business plan, creating a brand, this is already the branding, registering the business. You already have the USDOT, so you should be fine. Opening a business bank account. You can use personal, but it is preferred to have the business bank account just so you can differentiate business expenses from personal expenses and then get your write-offs. You're going to be using gas a lot and other things that are write-offs actually. It's required in order to do the job, so they say get a business bank account. And also to monitor all transactions, pricing, services, buying equipment. You already have equipment, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Maintain business. Marketing services, and then obtaining business insurance for hazardous waste. Okay. Yeah, the waste transporter authorization. Okay. Gross vehicle weight over 17,000 pounds. How big is your trailer?
So I have a, I've been using my box truck. It's 24.
Okay. Oh, okay. Looks like a moving truck kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, but I just use it for junk.
I got
a lot more space in.
Yeah.
In the box, you just, you know.
Yeah. So the stuff that they're worried about is not really the kind of things that you're going to be focused on anyway, though. They're more worried about, like, hazardous waste. Like, if somebody does a demolition and they have a bunch of asbestos, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, you're doing, like, post-construction cleanup, then you're hauling hazardous waste. So that's different. Those are more people who, like, rent out bins and are going to be moving bins and stuff. If you have a box, yeah, you'll be fine. The kind of stuff that you're trying to... The kind of jobs that you're trying to nail down are not the the ones that are that they're worried about that are going to require you to have, like, the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if you're dealing with, like, hauling a bunch of asbestos and hazardous material, things like that, then they're telling you, okay, you're going to want this. So it just depends if you're going to shift into, like, post-construction cleanup. But I have a senior box truck, but it sounds to me like if you have a box truck, it's probably going to mess it up and make it look real messy and nasty anyway. I don't think it's stuff you want to focus on. It's like basically a level up for big trash.
For sure.
Okay. And then commercial waste haulers. Yeah, same thing. Requires proof of insurance and agreement from the LCS WMA. Okay. You're fine. I can send you this list. Yeah. This is just it's really for waste transportation, though. It's not, like, not what you're focused on.
Okay.
Let me save. I'll send this over to you. And then, sorry, for client interview, you said 11 to 12 was good?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be tomorrow, the 6th. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And then I'll shoot you a text message about 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder. If anything pops up where you can't make it, just message me back, and then I'll call you and reschedule it. But I want to make sure we get this part done as soon as possible so we can get you up and running. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, Dorian. Save. All right, we're looking good. Got it all squared away. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I do have a debit card for that.
Okay. And is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. I'm going to send a business invoice receipt so you could still write it off later.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, you get it back at the end of the year. That's why it's good to have a business bank account, though, to keep track of all that stuff. You don't have to save receipts, but if you're not already, then make sure you're saving receipts, too, invoices. Okay, and then billing address, is that the same as the street address that we're sending that Google PIN verification letter to?
No, that's actually, it's my address. It's 581.
Okay.
West Railroad.
West Railroad. All one word?
Street. Yeah.
Okay. That's Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay. 15226?
I'm sorry. That's Carnegie. Carnegie.
Gotcha.
Carnegie, PA. And it's 15106.
All right. And then you said it's Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's Visa.
All right. Should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Well, actually, you got my wallet.